content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Conspiracy Corner. And we have with us the famous psychic medium, Utsava. And for new viewers, Utsava grew up in Switzerland, has a master's in psychology and diploma in nursing, herbal therapy, nutrition, and the healing arts. She's also spent 6 months in India in an ashram where she learned the highest forms of meditation and spiritual teachings. You can check her out at utsava.net and also find out how you can support what she's got going on at patreon.com/Utsava, and we'll have links for you on this page.
Okay. And if you guys are liking and resonating with our message and Utsava's message and the show, just let us know. Hit the like button, please. Subscribe, share the videos, and also hit the notification bell. And thank you so much for all of our Patreons and all of our viewers. We appreciate it greatly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, right on. So Utsava, welcome. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I want to dive right in. So last week when we were in the show, you know, we had an issue, looks like maybe with the deep state here, where part of that was cut off. So we want to kind of start off a little bit where that was taken off, if that's okay with you.
So
the question, I think, where we left off as if we started off talking about, you know, when a soul comes in to this world, if you would, and they're a good soul, what happens if they turn bad and they are now a bad person in this life? What happens to their soul on there? So, for example, they came in as a good soul. They turned out to be a bad person. When they do die, what happens to their soul at that point when they inherently came in as good?
Okay. So it doesn't really matter if they're a good soul or not a good soul. God Almighty loves them all, and he wants to have mercy on all the souls. So we talked about Hillary Clinton as an example. Like, there were many past lives she had where she converted to Satanism and she did really bad things. And so when she was passing to the other side, I've been stating that she's what we call in hell. And she's like in a processing machine. I call this a processing machine where they spun around. And then God Almighty wants to bring her to him, but she needs to repent. So basically they have a chance to get out of this processing machine if they repent and go to the kingdom of God.
Is the processing machine, is it like a time capsule? Is it like somewhere where they go to review with other spirits or higher energies to review what they've done in this lifetime? Is it something that takes many, many years or hundreds of years, or is it like you're in and then you're out? Like, how does that work?
So there's probably also phase when you pass over, there's different phases. They review what you have done. And then when you say, okay, I don't care, you know, done all these bad things, and you're reviewing all your life. And then you get into the processing machine, and that's like a technology, you can say, that we spun around. And it's really like the way I describe it, like imagine like a wash machine or something that's been spun around energetically. Hmm. And it's kind of like what people describe as hell, but I don't think in hell there is a fire like they describe. I think it's this processing machine.
In a way, you're
fortunate. And so with the Satanists, okay, like what I've seen from my observation, Tom Hanks, Jay-Z, Beyonce, they're going on the other side, and they're like high priestesses, and they have a higher position in the Illuminati and so on. And they think that they're going to have this amazing position and this amazing life, but it's all fake. So the devil is a liar. So they're still somewhat in the processing machine, including an experience at the same time, kind of a fake reality. It doesn't really work out for them to bypass the processing machine, to bypass their karma. So they think their karma is all waived because they're doing this and this and this for Satan, so to speak. But it's not. it doesn't work out in afterlife for them. But when they have a chance of repenting and then go to the kingdom, but they have to repent. They have to feel sorry for what they've done.
Like genuinely sorry. I mean, they just can't say it. They have to, like, you got to feel it, right?
Exactly. They have to mean it. Yeah, they have to mean it.
Yeah.
A question. Okay, so Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're on the other side. They've already crossed over, or whatever that version is for them. And their clones or their body doubles are still here. And then they have young children. So the children, do they think that their parents are still living? Do they realize that they die? Do they not have any idea what's going on? Or do they know and understand in some format, because they've been brought up in it, what is transpiring?
It's like 9 questions in one.
I know, I have a lot.
I see kind of Beyonce, that she told her child a story that they're gonna, you know, basically be on the other side, and that they're still here, you know, even they're not here. So
that's gotta be an awfully hard thing to deal with when you're a kid.
I want to before we get into the guest questions, I want to circle back to one thing when you were talking about the processing machine and Hillary Clinton, how in several lifetimes, I think you'd mentioned about her just resorting back to Satanism, if you would. So what is that inherent trait that keeps, when they get reborn, what is that inherent trait within someone that keeps dragging them back to the same place? I mean, Satanism is from you know, being, you know, because generally, I mean, the way I've understood it, or correct me if I'm wrong, is that if someone reincarnates, it's okay, well, hey, I need to do better in this lifetime, or these are the things I need to fix in this lifetime. What seems to grab, and if I'm wrong with that, please let me know, but what seems to grab someone back to keep going there every time they reincarnate?
Okay, that's a soul contract. You know, we all are born with the soul contract. We agree on a certain life. And basically our lives are programmed. And you know, we think we're making all these decisions. Like, we're going here, we're moving there, we're having this and this job at so-and-so company, we marry so-and-so, we have 4 children, and we even name them a certain name. And we think it's all our decision, but it's pretty much programmed that we have this kind of life. So that's a driving force, is really our soul contract. And our lives are controlled by aliens and they even lure us to sin. They lure us to sin in order to get into this reincarnation process. So basically what Beyonce and Hillary Clinton, if she doesn't, they don't go to God Almighty Kingdom, which I don't know if with Hillary Clinton seems possible or feasible, with others maybe not so much, then they decide to be reincarnated. Okay, we do it better next time. Or also us, you know, we're getting lured into this reincarnation process by the reptilians, because we have been told we have been doing this and this and this wrong. We have to do it all over again. And then it's basically the same type of pattern we have in every lifetime.
Can someone break the reincarnation cycle and just absorb back into the source and that's where they live? Or does it always, will we always reincarnate and always have a somewhat of a life here to live?
Well, the reincarnation process is exactly what the Bible talks about. It's about being saved from what? From this reincarnation process through the blood of Jesus. And that's what the Bible talks about. So basically, you if you're repenting and you're in afterlife and you're realizing the trap in afterlife that, hey, this is the false light of Lucifer, all these reptilians are dressed up, they look like high beings or angels, and they're not. You know, be a little bit more discerning and know to go to the right place and have you pray for having your karma forgiven. Then you go to the kingdom of God and have eternal life. And the afterlife is also getting dismantled. There's something happening with that, so that it's easier for people to not get trapped into this reincarnation circle, but be in the kingdom of God.
The afterlife is being dismantled. Who dismantles it?
God Almighty. So basically, that's a fake reality. You know, sometimes psychics, including myself, tune into people on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then we see people doing gardening or just doing what they always done on Earth and so on. And that's kind of a fake reality the reptilians create for them. And also, like, when Beyonce and those go to the other side and then they think they're in this great kingdom, but it's fake. It's really fake. It's not real. It's just the reptilians create that for them, but it's a fake reality. They've been deceived. You know, the devil is a liar. So That's being dismantled, so it's easier for people to see that it's not real. And what is real?
So yeah. When they pass away, someone passes over to the other side, and let's say, like you said, they were interested in gardening or that was their piece, they may see gardening there, but that's really an illusion then?
That's an illusion, yeah. And also, depending on the religion you have, like the Buddhists go to the Buddhist kingdom. I mean, just calling it that way. They, in Islam, they go into Islamic kind of world. Orthodox Christians go somewhere. The Jewish Christians go somewhere, you know. And then the reality they're in looks like they imagine it to be, or they've been told, but it's all made up. It's all fake.
What if you were, let's say, Muslim, and then you were married to someone that's Jewish, and they both pass, would the Muslim person go to the Muslim part of it and the Jewish person go to the Jewish part of it, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. It depends where they belong to.
Where they belong to. And if they make that decision on earth together and say, okay, well, we want to be, let's say it's a married couple or any couple, and no, we're not talking about us, I'm just choosing this as a general, is that if they made the decision together and said, hey, we're going to acknowledge the same faith here on earth, then does that mean when they pass and they both go to the same place because they acknowledge that on earth?
Exactly. Well, whatever they decide to be part of, what they imagine it to be, it will be. Mm-hmm. And also you're bringing with you, oftentimes if there's somebody that's suffering from depression or somebody has a lot of anger or resentment, oftentimes they bring that with them to the other side, depending how the passing goes. If the passing goes well, they can let that go in, you know, but if they don't let it go, then it's going with them.
Well, that's interesting, because that leads me actually into, we had a question and we had a bunch of questions from some viewers, but this one I was also actually really interested in as well. Someone asked, Satan tries to duplicate God. So is it possible that they have their own form of a Jesus and a Mary?
No, because that story about Jesus and Mary is a story that's been put together in the Bible. You know, different stories have been put together in the Bible, and it's not all true the way the Bible says it is. I mean, it's just different stories being put together in the Bible. That's more like specific to the Bible versus specific how it really is.
So did Lucifer or Satan, do they have a mother and a father figure?
Lucifer and Satan?
Yeah.
Well, Lucifer was a fallen angel from God, right? So God would have been Lucifer's dad. Would that be right, Utsava?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know too much about that one, but I know there's some theories about it. That the Pope is has been praying to Lucifer, and he says Lucifer is Jesus. You know, they have it all mixed up a little bit.
They have it mixed up a lot, I would say, for sure.
There's a note here about explaining the concept of two gods. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, because what I've been saying in a recent, you know, interview, that there are two gods, and I'm just speaking from my own experiences. You know, like the god Obama prayed to was a dark god, and there's also the light god, and the dark god and they are copying all the things the light god is doing. So the dark cannot exist without the light. That's why they want to lower our frequency in order to survive. That they're taking our light, and that gives them energy. They need us. And the dark god is more like a copycat of the light god.
Another illusion of sorts, that when people see that?
It exists, but he's not the ultimate God.
Go on.
Like, God Almighty is the ultimate God, is the highest God.
Somebody wanted to know if Ghislaine Maxwell is a tranny.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Way to shift gears there. From God to Gisland's transsexual. All right, so...
Let me check that one off the list. Worries. That's a no. Okay. Go ahead.
Are Marina Abramović and Gisland's sister, is it brother?
Or, no, are they brothers and sisters?
Are they brothers and sisters, yeah.
Well, I guess not, because Gisland is not a tranny. So what they would be, the correct question may then be, would Gisland and... Who was it? Oh, Marina Abramović. Would they be related, maybe sisters?
Yeah, I'm getting that there's a relationship. They come from the same family, the same type of family. There's a genetic connection.
It's, oh my God, this genetic connection. But when does it end? I mean, it's like, oh my God.
They're all from the same group.
Oh my God.
Well, we're all kind of genetically connected, aren't we?
Not to that degree.
No. This is like the same group. Like imagine cousins, uncles.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Granddad, grandfather, grandparents were married and things like that. You know, they have a connection.
You know, I just thought about something. I don't know if you know if this is true or not, but I've seen this multiple times recently. The chancellor, the German chancellor, Merkel, Angela Merkel, that her father is Adolf Hitler.
Yes, I believe that.
You do?
They do look a lot alike.
Wow.
They have definitely major similar facial features. All right, so that one makes sense.
You happy about that one?
I am.
You are happy. I want to ask you this, because there's a lot going on with Mike Pence right now coming out there, and I want to get your view on this. Mike Pence, a pedophile or child murderer? I mean, is there anything to that?
Exactly. I know I had this discussion with people, and I took a stand years ago in my videos. They didn't like what I said, because a lot of people have accused him of being this pedophile, and he has murdered 100 children and things like that. And there's a journalist out there, I don't want to say names, and a lot of people listen to him, and I don't think his information is 100% accurate. And there's another person on the other side. People say he got murdered. And he also said the same type of thing. But nothing is really backed up by other people. There's like just basically those two people spreading these rumors and saying those things. And the person on the other side who is saying it, I contacted him once, and he told me that he mixed some information up. It was not exactly that. He thought he was there, but it was not him, or he was not really doing anything. So I took a stand with that, and I said he's definitely dirty in that sense. I mean, he's guilty of some treasonous acts, but I didn't see him being an active participant in some satanic rituals and murdering 100 children, not to that extent.
I would certainly hope not. I mean, I'm sure there probably he did cross the dirty line of some level, but I hope he didn't go that far.
But he has been participating in treasonous acts with Ryan. I believe there was also something with Kelly. You know, for a while they wanted to poison Trump. They wanted to get rid of Trump in various ways, and he was definitely participating in that. And a year ago, I've been stating in a video that I see Trump saying, I don't know what to do with him. Is he this way? Is he that way? How bad is he? You know, because Pence thought he was a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
I called him a gray hat myself, not a black hat, not a white hat, a gray hat.
That is so appropriate.
Mingling with the deep state and so on and so forth. So I think recently there were some charges, some criminal charges that came to him, and I believe we all can see there has been a double out there. Mm. And Trump has been making some comments recently that also he's going to go far away, but he will return and all this weird stuff. And now it's a person out there that looks different than the previous double. It looks more like the original Pence. So it's all kind of confusing, but there's definitely something going in terms of criminal charges.
So getting into that a little deeper there. So when we get closer to the election and we see the ticket, you know what I mean? The Republican ticket, is it going to say Trump Pence or Trump JFK Jr.?
I've been saying this for the last 2 years. Yeah. That it's going to be JFK Jr. and not Pence. I've been saying this for a very long time. And I've seen this very clearly, very clearly. And we're getting more and more hints that JFK Jr. is alive, and that that it's a possibility that Pence is going away, because he was also not at the celebration on July 3rd at Mount Rushmore, or he was at least not sitting next to the president.
Wait a minute. Can you go back to that again? Because I heard something about the rush on the Mount Rushmore, and I saw something on the internet, but what I saw was a little tiny figure standing on top of Mount Rushmore. But what is it that you're referring to again, please?
Okay, that Mike Pence was not, normally a vice president would sit next to the president at a celebration like this, and he was not, I didn't see him. It was kind of odd that the vice president wouldn't show up.
Yeah, but that's very odd. Do you know about the little figure that was going around, that you saw some figure standing on top of Mount Rushmore?
Yes, it was JFK Jr.
That was JFK Jr. sounding.
Okay, now there was something else I saw, but I didn't understand what it meant for, I don't know, maybe it went over my head, but there was a clip with Robert Kennedy. And they made a big deal about it because they focused the camera in when Robert Kennedy wiped his nose. And it's apparently that's a signal that JFK is here. So do you know anything about that?
Yes, I just got this yesterday. A client of mine pointed it out and then I retweeted it. So what happened was, I believe Sandra surfing on
yes.
Twitter posted
yes.
the video.
Yes.
So, yeah, so he was doing a video call with somebody, and then there were questions, live questions, and the question was, okay, if JFK Jr. is alive, put your hand on the nose. And then he was reading it, and then he put his hand on the nose.
That's okay. So he was reading it. Oh my gosh! Well, that's really exciting. This is so cool.
I want to get into real quick with Ellen and Oprah and the question there, and John of God, okay? Finding children for him to rape. So were Ellen and Oprah involved in trying to find children for John of God to rape and molest?
Ellen and Oprah, yes, they were definitely involved. I kind of see they were part of an organization who would round up the children, and there were a bunch of people helping them round up the children. I mean, they don't do the dirty work. They just orchestrate, you know, go over here, do this. They're grabbing
it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Like also they've been grabbing children for that in South America, just go to villages and grabbing them and kidnapping them.
John of God. I remember seeing a video years ago where there was like hundreds of people all crammed into this facility, which looked like a mini church of sorts or whatever it was, a compound where he was. And he was literally operating on people with
no anesthesia,
rusty utensils, splitting their head open. I mean, it was the most craziest thing I ever saw. What in God's name was that all about? Or is that all about?
Yeah, how's he doing it?
Yeah.
You mean that, yeah, like in Brazil, they're doing the surgeries without any knives, and they are having this. I actually went myself to a healer like this. It was called Dust Close. It was in Cyprus, and he could do stuff like that. Like he could dematerialize things, and he could straighten out bones and things like that and fix things, like a supernatural ability.
So it was not an illusion, they actually are able to do that?
Yeah, it's a skill. It's a skill they have. Because I experienced it myself, you know, his name was Daskalos. There's a book out there, Marcus von Strobelos, I think it's called. And I was there many years ago, I think it was 30 years ago, and in Cyprus, and he was doing the same thing. But these people are dark. Even the Daskalos himself, his aura is dark. He was doing bad stuff too. So even they have healing ability, doesn't make them that way. Spiritual, like it doesn't mean that they're somehow involved, but they're also getting that energy perhaps from the darkness too.
That makes sense. So just because they can do extraordinary acts of what people would see as highly spiritual or a high level of consciousness
doesn't make them extraordinary people.
Doesn't make them.
It's just a skill.
Good.
It's like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, see, people get so caught up in phenomena, and you know, there's people that walk on water in India. I've been in India, and they're doing all kinds of tricks. You know, they can tell you, oh, imagine a scent, and then they say jasmine, and then you're going to start smelling jasmine. Or they can materialize things just in front of you. I mean, this is way above and beyond what I see on TV. I mean, it's really crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
When you get that,
they can hypnotize you in ways that you would not believe it existed. I mean, it's it's unbelievable what they do. It's like supernatural abilities of, you know, very normal over there.
Does that come from one area to the next? So, for example, you know, you've been to India and you see a lot of that, and then there's John of God in Brazil, and you said you met someone in Cyprus. Are there specific to different areas that these individuals have this talent? Because you don't hear of anything in the United States like this, or maybe or United Kingdom or anything like that.
Is this you have a good point. You have a good point. There's different types of energies in different places on the earth. Like for instance, in India, when I talk to people in India, they're dealing with a lot of, when they're dealing with darkness, like it looks like they're throwing bats at each other. That's how it looks like. And over here, it's more like, when you look at, think of darkness, when people send each other bad energy, it's more like a gray cloud or something like that. So it's different types of energies and abilities in different places. Yeah.
Okay, like for example, we have the deep state and the Illuminati here. And then we talked about last week, Israel with Mossad. Do each country have their own form of a deep state?
Yes, exactly. The control system is pretty much all over the world. It was not as much in Asia in some countries, like, of course, it's been very much in China, but in India, for instance, they let the people more be. They don't have the same control system we have.
Do they have the same type of satanic underground tunnels and child trafficking rings throughout the world, or is it primarily the worst here in the States?
I would say it goes a lot on in the United States, South America, Eastern Europe, like Bulgaria, for instance, has been a big country for that. But also some in Asia, they're you know, going there and trafficking children. Some too, but not that with not that fancy underground tunnels and things like that.
You know, in India, their prime minister has been this last year on TV pretty much buddy buddy with Trump. I mean, is there going to be something there where what's the purpose of that relationship there, and how is that positioned up? Is that the next super ally to America?
America is trying to get allies all over the world. You know, who wants to be an ally? That's their welcoming these allies. We have seen countries like, for instance, Taiwan, who have been treated as stepchildren. I said this 4 years ago, and now you see them being integrated on the world stage. And same with India. You know, it's all about integration. But I think why he really went to India had a lot to do with Bill Gates, so that they're on the same page, because Bill Gates has been coming under scrutiny for doing his vaccination scheme over there, and that killed a lot of children
India.
Yeah, so I think there was something in regard to just really ahead of his arrest that was coming up later going on, that had some discussions about that.
Wow.
Do you think India would be United States' next version of China in terms of exporting?
You know, when I go to Walmart, I see a lot of products. It used to say always made in China, made in China, made in China. I see made in India, made in India, made in, you know, in Honduras, things like that. I see this all over. And before, they're definitely doing that more, trade deals with these countries.
They're trying to just disassociate themselves from China, yeah?
Exactly. You're trying to dissociate from themselves from China, because China is trying to be the new superpower.
So now we've got Russia, since we're on the talking about, you know, superpower. Global superpowers. Russia, in, out, against, for, what is the relationship with Trump and Putin?
they colluded against Hillary Clinton. Just a joke. Just a joke. So they have a good relationship, but they have to keep it secret under the wraps. They're secretly talking and they're agreeing on things, you know, to make good things happen. I would say Russia is a overall positive ally of the United States. And that's what the deep state is afraid of. They want China to have the power, not Russia. Russia has a lot of power. And that's why they always condemning Russians, may paint Russia as the enemy, because China is actually our enemy.
Okay, so the North Korea leader right now, going back and forth with Trump as far as whether he's an ally or not, I mean, do you see them being more part, getting more into the alliance with the United States, or are they going to just have their own thing and stay where they live?
I feel like it's maybe going a little bit rocky at this point, but it's going to go better down the road.
That's good.
Before you go into the question, yeah. Is he going to though get convicted? I mean, for crimes against humanity, the leader of North Korea. I mean, is there going to be any type of repercussion for him on that?
Perhaps there's something in the works. Yeah,
you would like to think so, at least. Okay. Talking about repercussions,
but again, he's just a puppet. See, he's just a puppet. It's maybe not that he's alone responsible, or he's maybe not even responsible for some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know, like, his people were starving and how they were doing. He was just told certain things. He was just, you know, probably there was somebody behind him who did all that, actually orchestrated the whole thing.
And everything was okay.
Mm. Yeah. Will Smith, pedophile?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. That was a nice direct answer.
Yep. And well, you know, I was thinking yesterday, because I saw a creepy picture about, and I was like, oh God, even Will Smith now. And then I started thinking about it. Well, you know what? His two children seem to be transgendered reverse already. And from a young age, if you think about it, he has Willow and then Jaden. And Jaden is the boy. And Willow is the girl, but Willow is always dressed like a boy and Jaden's always dressed like a girl. So
exactly. Will Smith is somebody who's just following along with what the trend is. He's an opportunist. Mm-hmm. So whatever, when he has opportunities to do certain things, he does it. You know, he's not necessarily an initiator type of person. Maybe a sound to some extent, but he's more like when he has the opportunity to do something, he does it and goes with the trend, whatever kind of is required.
Mm-hmm. Talking about gone with the trend, that leads me right into my next question with Kanye West. What in God's name is going on with him right now? I'm running.
He's going to be running, right? He's going to be running. Yeah, the idea why he will be running is because he will introduce basically to the his followers the truth about what's really going on. And then he will basically take away a lot of votes from the Democrats, and then those votes are going to end up going to Trump.
So he's running in a way just to be able to absorb those Democratic votes and make sure they get to Trump, right? Okay.
Yeah, he's ultimately a good guy. Maybe he had also some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had also some problems at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But he's ultimately a good guy.
Okay,
or he's trying to be a
guy. Right.
Yeah.
Good on
good
you,
news,
Kanye.
Good news. Yes.
All right.
Kanye.
God bless me. So I want to talk to you about this because we're getting down to the close of the show here. Can you explain to us, because more and more people are just talking about seeing more UFOs. Is that actually real that they're coming, or is this a government play or some sort of, you know, projection that the government's doing to make them think that?
Both. You know, it's not that they're necessarily more UFOs now than there were 10 years ago, just people seeing them more or paying more attention, or because of the way the energies are, they're more visible and we're more aware. But there's also the Blue Beam Project they're doing, like to pretend that there are certain frequencies being sent out, that they're pretending there's UFOs and they're not, like, for instance, the Phoenix Lights are a perfect example of PSYOP by the Secret Service to pretend that they're UFOs, and you know, they love it when people fall for the trap.
Yeah, exactly.
Will we ever in our lifetime, will we ever be actually cohabitating with them? We're publicly, you know what I mean? Not necessarily behind the scenes, or this person could be this or this person. Will we ever have that, those moments that we'll see?
Yeah, I see actually the next 10 years, I do see some UFO people being public. They're actually, you know, not from here. I mean, none of us are from here, but I mean, in terms of their aliens and they're among us and they look like humans.
Yeah,
they will be known. So some people of those will be known.
Mm-hmm. So like your neighbor could turn out to be interterrestrial.
Like a really third eye, like really have a third eye, right?
So, and then that's going to start being more commonplace.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't go that far saying it's your neighbor. I mean, there's different things going on. Like, for instance, the queen was a reptile. Mm. Like, she was not human. Mm-hmm. Even Putin said at some point she's not human. I can see that. Mm-hmm. There's definitely something going on there that she was not. She was definitely a reptile. She was not a regular human soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
okay.
Before you love and leave us, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Did we miss anything?
Okay, so I want two topics. You know, again, people have been screaming at me again because I've been saying the corona outbreak will be over soon. I said this months ago, and it is over. It is over. The corona outbreak is over. It's done. These people are arrested. They've been stopped from spreading the virus. There's been a study coming out that says nobody died of the coronavirus. They have been reporting people as corona death who died of a heart attack, a car accident, the regular flu virus. And there's evidence surfacing, more and more evidence of false positive corona positive results, test results. So just because the news media, the fake news and the deep state is saying, is talking corona, 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 doesn't mean the coronavirus is alive and it's out there. It's summer. We don't really get the flu in summer either. It's, you know, it's a form of a flu virus. We don't get the flu, and they're just playing with numbers. They're like chickens with their heads cut off, running around, you know, screaming. But the coronavirus outbreak is over, from my opinion.
Can I tag on that for one second? Because I know you know about Gene Decode, and you both have similar thought patterns with the aliens and the clones. He was on our show yesterday, and he actually said exactly what you just said. It is over. There is no more coronavirus in existence right now. So
exactly. And I said this months ago, people are screaming at me, you were wrong about the prediction. Coronavirus is everywhere. No, just because they're saying it's everywhere doesn't mean it's everywhere.
Mean
it's
it
done. It's over. It's over. It's a news media screaming, the deep state is screaming, corona, masks, ventilators, with social distancing have nothing to do with the coronavirus. This has to do with some Nazis who want a totalitarian government. They want totalitarian control over humans. They want to torture humans. They want to poison you. They want to control you. They want to oppress you. That has everything to do with that. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
People get so angry, don't they?
They do.
So, yeah, I tell you. Yeah, I'm sorry you're going there. What else did you have for us?
Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to add, we talked about Maxwell last time. So I just want to say, you know, I've been also saying, you know, it's oftentimes what I'm saying is the opposite of what's in the news. She's, oh, she's so cooperative. She's giving them all the names. Julian Maxwell, who has been arrested officially, you know, it's his official arrest. What happened with her, I just want to add that she has been under surveillance for a while. But she was also compliant. She would wear a wire and things like that for the last few months. Mm. And she was setting people up and this type of thing. She doesn't care about certain people, but she cares about her allies, her family, the Mossad group. And she has sworn, she's sworn to secrecy. So she cannot give up the big wigs, so to speak. She cannot tell them a lot about it, because she's facing severe punishment, not just in this life. She thinks she's going to be harmed if she says anything, also in afterlife. So she can't give them much information in regards to that. She's compliant in terms of setting people up, or has been about a secret file she had, and you know, things like that. She has
that
been
reminds me of one quick thing. A viewer asked, and I thought about that. I'm like, could that happen? If she did, the question was, if Ghislaine Maxwell gave up what you're just talking about to the people, the Mossad, would she pay a penalty for that in the afterlife?
Exactly. That's what she believes. Of course not. But that's what she believes. She believes she gets severely punished by Satan or whatever she believes in. It's a religious thing that if she has sworn, she has sworn that she wouldn't do that. She has sworn, so she's breaking the spell, basically. Mm-hmm. And she thinks she's severely punished for that, so she cannot give them much information.
Her biggest concern is the afterlife for her, right? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, afterlife, or in this life, she's going to get killed, because she knows that they're mafia, they operate mafia style, and they will come after her. In either way, she's screwed. She knows that there's so much evidence on her, because she tortured children too, and everybody who tortured children to that extent will get the death penalty no matter what she does. Mm. So no matter who she gives up at the end, she's going to get the death penalty.
No way out, huh?
Yeah, she's just, for the time being, she can make it better for herself until she gets the death penalty, but eventually she will get the death penalty. But this is a different situation than with Jeffrey Epstein, who has not committed suicide, who has been helping prosecuting these people behind the closed doors, and other people who were compliant. This is a completely different situation with her, but she will not give up. They give big names, and there's sting operations going on, there's smoke screens going on, so just leave it at that.
Okay. All right, and we will leave it at that, everybody, with our famous psychic medium Usava. Thank you very much for being on here with us today. Can you let everybody
know? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course, it's always a pleasure. Yeah. Can you let everybody know again where they can reach out to you and how they can support what you have going on?
Okay, please contact me on my website, www.usava.net. There you see all the social media links. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Gab, I'm on When We Go One We Go All, I'm on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter too. And also I'm on the Patreon, where I post exclusive content, as well as whatever is on my videos, all my predictions is usually posted in writing on the Patreon as well.
All right, right on.
Thank you so much.
We got through a deep state free episode.
Well, not really, because
right?
In the beginning we have to put her picture. Everybody can see her now, but in the beginning they're going to see.
It's all right,
an image.
Though. We completed it, though. We got it to completion.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And okay, thank you.
And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends, and most importantly, make sure to hit the like button. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.